Chapter 33. A Letter from a Lady. That night, Daddy kissed each of us on the head as we slid down beneath our blanket. And then he pulled from his pocket 2 folded sheets of paper and handed them to me.
"From Miss Bennett."
"Read it out loud,"
said Sarah, gripping the blanket around her chin. "Irma," I said, seeking my big sister's approval.
"Yes, read it to all of us," she said.
"Daddy," I asked, "do you want to stay too?"
"Why not?"
He knelt against the foot of our bed as I began to read.
April 7, 1936. "Dear Naomi, it's always nice to hear from you, and your last letter was very well written. I hope I can answer your questions. I do remember the letter I wrote about being a lady, and I'm very glad you have asked about the use of your ladylike charms. In answer to your question, no, a true lady does not use her charms to get people to do her bidding. That is called manipulation."
I paused and sounded out that word twice as I read it.
"A real lady is always more concerned about doing what is best for others before getting others to do what she wishes for herself. You see, Naomi, being a lady can mean many things, but the most important thing is how she conducts herself. It's not just her clothes or manner of speech that matter, it's how much she cares. When you care more about others than you do yourself, you are being a lady, even if you are wearing an old pair of dirty overalls."
I paused to blink at that line and then read it again silently before moving on.
"Your mother was a fine lady, even when she at times didn't have the fanciest clothes to wear or the time to curl her hair. Your mother didn't need to clothe herself in fine garments. She clothed herself with her sunny smile. What's more important than being a lady is being a fine human being. Remember that. Finally, I don't blame you one bit for dreading the task of killing a chicken. Some people become vegetarians, and I understand why. It's never a pleasant task. But many creatures throughout nature eat meat, and if we are to enjoy a chicken dinner, someone has to kill it. We might argue that it's a man's job, but what of the women who have no men to help? And what of the women who wish to help the men with their chores? And, Naomi, ladies have to be brave sometimes. Very brave. Remember, all things are connected in this world. And, just as in nature, we kill for survival. Nature seems pretty cruel if you think about it. But we're all God's creatures, and because of this, all of us must give of ourselves, and all of us must thank that which gives itself to us. Thank the chicken, Naomi. It may sound strange to you, but I thank the creatures that give us food, each and every time. And if it will make it any easier for you, I will come and teach you what to do. Give your sisters a hug and a kiss for me. And keep smiling your mother's pretty smile. I'm sure she's still smiling at you. I will see you soon. Sincerely yours, Miss Bennett."
I made no sounds as I folded the letter back along its original creases. I was choking back tears. I heard a sniffle and realized it came from Irma.
"That was a good letter,"
Sarah whispered.
"That was the best,"
Daddy said, rising to his feet. I think he tried to conceal a sniff of his own as he walked out the door and said,
"Good night, girls."
As he disappeared from view, I remembered how much time Mama spent seated at the foot of our bed, listening to us talk and sing. Just listening and laughing and sometimes singing along, and then sharing her wisdom or a story to make us smile. And then she would sing solo, sing us to sleep as she drifted out the door. Down the hall, Mama's sunny yellow daffodil sat silently. In the bed,
we three sisters began to sing. Memory joggers. Did you sing much as a child? If so, what did you sing and who sang with you?